More than 5,000 vehicles that service the CBD every day could be hindered from making vital deliveries, collecting rubbish, or attending work sites as a result of a council plan to limit vehicles in the village. The HODL grid. The state's peak transport body has warned. That's the Victorian Transport Association CEO, Peter Anderson. Mm. Peter, good morning to you. Surely this couldn't happen, which makes me think that it's surely not precisely what the council's plan is.
Good morning, gentlemen. No, this is only the fourth plan they've put out with this sort of idea, and eventually one of these plans will get up and restrict the ability for the industry to be able to service the community. So we're a bit confused, yeah.
Okay, so Peter, what do you do? So you're Victorian Transport Association, so there seems to be traffic issues on the grid. What's your thoughts?
Well, we're one of many stakeholders that feel a bit affronted by this latest report, based on the fact that really you're making our lives harder. You're making it more difficult for us to service the community that live and are active within the city of Melbourne. And while you're trying to encourage people to come back to the city, you're actually working in the opposite direction. So what we would like to see is a much more transparent process that included the stakeholders, included consultation, and took in consideration all the people affected with these sort of plans.
Peter, I'm guessing here. I'm guessing that what's being talked about is that if you want to make vital deliveries and food of the like, you have got to have done it by a certain time of the day. As with collecting rubbish, that you must have had it done by a certain time of the day. Is that part of it?
Greatest pressure in deliveries is time, Ross. You're exactly right. And that's the issue we have, is that we've only got a certain amount of time to do the volume of work that we have to do. And if we can't do that, then we have to send more resource in, which only exacerbates the problem that they're trying to address in terms of congestion.
So, Peter, is one of the issues that the laneways of Melbourne, you know, and the smaller streets, that they have now become a big part of just city living as opposed to service streets?
Well, there again, we could readjust how we actually move around the streets without a doubt. But the thing is that we could allocate parking on the curbs to delivery vehicles, not cars. Delivery vehicles traditionally can't get under 2.1 metres high. So what that means is that the cars can quite easily go into multi-rise car parks, and the commercial vehicles can use the parking on the streets.
Okay, so what's the reaction?
Simple thing.
Well, I can see physically in my mind's eye how that works. And so you've got a car that can go in one of those car parks. You go in there, and you allow the footpath for the food delivery vans. But what do the councils say? The councils say, Barley Charlie, you shouldn't be there anyway. You've got to finish by 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well, not even that. They're not even saying come in before 7. I mean, keeping in mind that I don't think all the shop owners and residents want to be working 24 hours a day to take in deliveries and sell their products. So the issue we have there is the fact that we're one of many stakeholders within the process of logistics within the city and transport. We want to be considered and brought into the picture and actually considered for the value that we contribute, and that's what's not being done.
Good on you, Peter. Nice to chat. Peter Anderson from the Victorian Transport Association. All the